With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. State lawmakers took up several bills dealing with vaccinations against preventable diseases Monday. The same day, a fifth suspected case of measles was reported in Oregon, related to an outbreak of dozens of measles cases in Washington state. Montana lawmakers considered expanding immunization exemptions in daycares and foster care homes here.
This is discrimination.
Teresa Manzella, a Republican from Hamilton, is carrying House Bill 575 to change immunization rules for daycares. Unlike in K-12 schools, where parents can opt out of immunizing their kids for medical or religious reasons, daycares only allow that for most vaccines for medical reasons. While supporters of the bill say this steps on their religious freedoms, public and private health officials say current rules are important to keep kids safe from communicable and potentially deadly diseases. Jim Murphy, the Communicable Disease Control Bureau Chief for the State Health Department, says House Bill 575 would do more than just create a religious exemption for immunization in daycares.
This effectively eliminates all the daycare requirements in these settings, which would make us the only state in the United States that would not have any requirements in this setting.
The State Health Department also does not give religious exemptions for immunization in most situations for the biological children of parents who take in a foster child. Representative Manzella's House Bill 574 would change that by preventing the State Health Department from enforcing any immunization requirements not expressly authorized by the legislature. Murphy with DPHHS says the current policy is in place to protect the health of kids under state oversight in foster care.
The outright elimination of these requirements will place an already vulnerable child at greater risk.
He says Montana already falls several percentage points behind most other states in the country in immunization rates among children.
So we don't need to lessen our requirements. We actually need to enforce the ones that we have and educate the populations we work with.
According to the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services, 3.3% of students statewide enrolled in pre-kindergarten through 12th grade received religious exemptions to the list of required vaccinations last year. Representative Manzella says it's important for the legislature to make sure this religious exemption is more broadly applied for parents that don't want to vaccinate their kids for religious reasons.
It is time that we, as their representatives, stood up for their individual, God-given rights.
Representative Teresa Manzella's home county of Ravalli ranked number one in the state for children with religious exemptions to required vaccines during the 2017-2018 school year at nearly 12%. According to DPHHS, Lincoln County at nearly 11% and Sanders County at almost 8% are ranked the next highest. The State Health Department says school vaccination requirements are, quote, important for maintaining high levels of immunization and reducing the occurrence of vaccine-preventable diseases among school-aged children, unquote. Lawmakers heard several other bills Monday seeking changes in laws related to the vaccination of kids and young adults. House Bill 564, carried by Republican Representative David Dunn from Kalispell, would allow additional healthcare providers, including physicians' assistants or advanced practice nurses in Montana, to sign off on medical exemptions for vaccines. House Bill 541, carried by Democrat Kathy Kelker, would require colleges and universities with dorms provide students 16 to 26 years old information about vaccines, including recommendations from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. According to the CDC, vaccination is highly effective, and vaccines are tested to ensure they are safe. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.